In 1990, Congress passed the Lake Champlain Special Designation Act, creating the Lake Champlain Basin Program. It is charged with coordinating water quality programs to restore and protect Lake Champlain with partners in Vermont, Quebec, and New York. On Monday, Dr. Eric Howe will become the new program director of the Basin Program, following the retirement of Bill Howland. Howe, an environmental scientist, worked at the Darren Freshwater Institute and the Vermont Department of Environmental Conservation before joining the Basin Program in 2009 as its technical coordinator. He explains why he wants to lead the bi-national and bi-state watershed protection program.
I have been connected to Lake Champlain for pretty much my entire life. I have grown up with a summer camp on Long Point in Ferrisburg in Vermont, kind of the central, south-central part of the lake, and that was really my first experience with lakes in general and Lake Champlain. And I remember jumping off the dock and jumping into the weeds and watching the barges come down the lake and enjoying the lake before zebra mussels. Those experiences really drove me to a lake management career. From there, I ended up going to Paul Smith College and then on to SUNY ESF in Syracuse for my associate's and bachelor's degrees. And then I worked on Lake George after college for about 5 years, and that was great. Working on Lake George was a wonderful experience for right after college, and worked in a whole bunch of lakes in the Adirondacks doing water quality monitoring. And eventually, I ended up here in Vermont at UVM working on sea lion prey management, and then from there, I went over to Vermont DEC and worked again on the water quality, covered a whole bunch of lakes and ponds in Vermont. And through all that, it really built up my appreciation for lakes and management of lakes and their watershed, an appreciation for the science behind the lakes and their ecosystems, and pursuing the research and helping to generate information that will inform management of Lake Champlain and policy for the lake to help people understand why it's an important resource for us. And it's helped people build that connection that I've had that really brought me back here to Lake Champlain. That's really what's been driving me through my whole career, is that connection that got me started way back when I was a kid. And I just want to do what I can to help keep Lake Champlain a resource for folks and for my kids and other people's kids here in the watershed.
How will your technical and scientific background help as you move into a management position?
Sure. My science, my technical background will help me run the program and help me understand what's happening out there in the watershed and interpret research that's happening at our academic institutions here in the watershed, both at SUNY Plattsburgh and at University of Vermont and all the other institutions operating in the watershed, and folks doing research elsewhere that can be translated or transferred here to Lake Champlain. And also within our own programs, I've been working with the Basin Program as a technical coordinator for the past 7 years, and that's really helped me understand and appreciate the role the Basin Program has here in the watershed and working with our partners at the state and federal level, but also with the watershed organizations and helping them understand the results of research and interpret the results and translate that into something that can be used to either drive policy or help watershed organizations push their message out or a message resulting from research out into the communities that they're working in.
Eric, with so many different agencies involved, federal, state, local, and all of the various groups doing research, how much can you actually drive policy to help the lake and the basin?
One of the things that the Basin Program does really well is bringing people together. And by people, I mean the folks working at the state level and the federal level, and the academic and watershed group level as well, and the citizen, informing the citizens. And that's something that I would like to push more of, is pushing out messages about new research, translating the results of new research that can be used by our legislators and the executive branches of our government to help inform new policies that can be used to help improve management of the lake.
Obviously, the Basin Program has issued reports on the state of the lake.
Yep.
What do you believe are the key challenges facing the lake and the basin?
I think one of the biggest challenges is climate change. But within that, it's conveying the importance of our climate and how it's changing and how it can affect the lake to our communities and folks living and working here in the watershed. One of the biggest things that I think we need to work on is promoting societal or behavioral change within our society to help people understand the important effects or impact of their footprint that they have living here in the watershed on Lake Champlain. And that's whether it's just folks who live in a condo anywhere in the watershed or people who own 100 acres of forest land or agricultural land in the watershed. Everybody who lives here has an impact, whether they know it or not, and there are things that they can do either individually or at a community level to help reduce or help improve their footprint that they have on Lake Champlain. That's something that I would definitely like to push forward, is working with our outreach team here within the Basin Program, but also our outreach partners across the watershed to improve and help people understand the importance of the lake and what the lake brings to our region, not only from an ecological benefit, but also an economic benefit. Without it, this would be a very different region economically than what we have today.
Dr. Eric Howe officially becomes Program Director of the Lake Champlain Basin Program on Monday. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.